Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:45, Tommy Tucker, WWO, quarter till 9. Joined now by our friend Arthur Hardy, founder of the Mardi Gras Guide. Hey, Arthur, how you?
Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm good. I have my own rules when it comes to this kind of thing, my own rule book. So I'm going to tell you Happy New Year. You got that right.
I'm a listener, you know?
Okay. I don't care what anybody else says. If I'm seeing you or talking to you for the first time and it's early on in the year, I'm going to tell you Happy New Year and to hell with everybody.
And I appreciate it.
All right. Let's talk about... let's start with the happy stuff, okay? Let's talk about, I always mess it up. Is it 40 funny fellows or funny 40 fellows?
Funny 40 fellows.
Those and the crew of Jonah Arc, what's happened already so far this Mardi Gras season?
Well, they got off to a great start. Surprisingly large crowds considering the weather, you know. It was a really good night, and that day actually began 10 o'clock in the morning at the mayor's kickoff to the carnival season that's held every year at Mardi Gras World. And she did a really good job of, I don't like the term working the crowd, but getting the audience involved in the mood of, we're sad, you know, and this is a terrible thing, but hey, this is New Orleans and we have to go on. You know, you don't surrender, you choose to celebrate, just as we did after COVID and after Katrina, and really got the crowd into it that, yeah, you're right. You know, this was terrible, but we got to go on. And I think, and I heard you say the same thing yesterday, and in fact, I was asked to address the crowd there on Monday, exactly what you said. This is going to be the safest Mardi Gras ever because of Super Bowl first and, of course, because of this tragedy. The questions now are what kind of changes will be put in place now that we're a Tier 1 designated area. And the good news is undoubtedly more security than ever. The questionable news is what kind of changes will be in place. I had a guy from Zulu call me yesterday. He said, you think there's any chance I won't be able to bring my ice chest into the convention center for the ball? Mm-hmm. Hadn't thought about that. I mean, would they say no ice chests? And who's in charge here? I heard J.P. Morrell yesterday with Newell say that even parade routes could be changed if the federal authorities say this is not safe, this is where you parade. It's too early, and we don't want to overreact, but there are some concerns about a downside to more control from the federal government.
We had a shooting on a parade route, had to be a decade ago, and I was on the air after it happened, and Garland Robinette, our good friend, texted me and said, look up shootings along parade routes at the Rose Bowl Parade and other places, and they do happen. And I know a lot has been made about the Rose Bowl Parade and protection against vehicular attacks and everything else, but you really can't compare Mardi Gras to other parades, can you?
No, you absolutely can't. But, you know, after that shooting, more people showed up at that exact same spot the next night than were there the night of the shooting to say, hey, guess what? You're not taking my corner, pal. You know, this is our celebration, and we're going to go on. But there is a delicate response. You need to be sensitive to what's happening, yet somehow we have to go on. But a lot of questions out there. I'm optimistic, but we better be prepared for some changes. We might not know about them until after Super Bowl. I mean, all the attention's focused there, as it should be. It's the next event. Mm-hmm. But a lot of conversations will be taking place, I'm sure.
But with that being said, there are some new regulations as well that were set to go into effect, right?
Correct. Again, J.P. Morrell's new ordinance, which was passed by everybody, you know, good or bad, I don't want to put it all on him, was unanimously passed by the city council, but banning open flame grills, tents, canopies along the parade route. And that's a big, big change. The question always is, how can it be enforced? And we don't know that yet. It's easier to do in the first weekend. Same thing with ladders. We've had laws in place for years about ladders have to be as many feet back from the curb as they are tall. And the first weekend, there's some enforcement. By the second weekend, it seems like it's not that there's not a will to enforce it. There's not the manpower to enforce it.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I'll ask the Okunart Jeweler Talk and Text Line audience here at 504-260-1870. Do you really like the idea of very, very tight security at Mardi Gras? Let me put it that way. Or for the Mardi Gras experience as you have it, and I'm just not talking about the grill thing, but as far as the access and egress and going and coming, can you ever really expect to be completely and totally safe at Mardi Gras? And it goes, Arthur, even you know, people get killed crossing between floats when they shouldn't do it. And I don't know how the event can ever be made safe. As you said, you can do everything, as the police chief, Superintendent Serpas said, you can do everything you can to make it as safe as possible, but it's never going to be completely safe. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Federal government has designated Mardi Gras as a Sierra One event similar to the Super Bowl. J.P. Morrell, Arthur Hardy is a guest, by the way, founder of the Mardi Gras Guide, telling Newell Norman yesterday, and you said you heard it, that it could alter the Endymion route. And one question I have is that the Super Bowl goes from city to city, and the NFL security is outstanding. The federal government security is outstanding when it comes to a Sierra One event. They understand Super Bowls. The question is, do they understand Mardi Gras as locals understand it? And what are you hearing from the crew of Endymion about maybe changes to their route or what that could look like, and why Endymion? Because we've already had fatalities due to vehicles at Endymion. Had nothing to do with terrorism. It was with drunk drivers. Yeah. Thoughts?
Yeah, I talked to Captain Dan Kelly. He's heard nothing from anyone officially or unofficially. And it, exactly why JP mentioned them, and it may have just been, you know, one of many. I mean, and
maybe because it's the non-traditional route, perhaps.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe,
perhaps that's it. I'm not sure. And he said how difficult it was to secure that route. But let's face it, all of these routes are, if not impossible, very difficult to secure. I don't know that one route would be any easier than the other. You know, a friend of mine, they said, well, if you see something, say something. I seen a guy with a mask carrying a bag. Mm. I mean, think about it. That's
right. No, really, you're right. That's exactly
right. The opportunities for bad guys to do bad things are enormous. And we just have to be as vigilant and diligent as we can and go on. I don't know. There's no easy answer for them, but you're never going to make it 100% safe.
Arthur, I think you just said a mouthful. If you just think about what Mardi Gras is, so you got somebody in a mask, you don't know who they are, carrying a bag or wheeling an ice chest down St. Charles, right?
Yeah. Why would you be suspicious of that? That's what we do. I did a little survey a couple of years ago. Remember, Mardi Gras is not just in Orleans Parish. You know, Jefferson Parish, we have other parishes, you know, a lot of parishes celebrate Mardi Gras. But I did a survey of the three parish areas, maybe two or three years ago, And we had a total, if you, all 53 parades, a total of 1,088 floats. Now, some of those floats are used more than once, but that's 1,088 opportunities for somebody to put something on a float, under a float. How do you secure that? And we're not giving, you know, bad ideas out here. Bad guys think of these things, you know. So we just got to do our best and pray over it. And But again, I predict this will be the safest one ever. It's just there'll be so much attention focused. And it'll be the things we don't see out there that, that maybe make us the safest, you know.
The one thing I would say also for people that tend to get hooked up on social media and so forth, that people that are, and I get a text here from somebody saying cancel it all. A lot of the people that are proposing these ideas haven't been to Orleans Parish in 20 years. So
No. Don't tell us what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate your time and your insights. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. It's going to be a black and gold hour. First, we'll talk about the black and gold of oil in a Biden administration, what they're trying to do to ban oil drilling in most federal waters before he leaves. And we'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints' black and gold. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.